This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Mike Schrand. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is leading the charge for a new football stadium on St. Louis's riverfront. But there's growing consensus to have legislative votes, or a vote of the people, to approve the stadium's public financing. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, that demand may complicate the bid to make the new stadium a reality.
So here's where we are in the saga of the St. Louis Rams. The team is still on the verge of moving to Inglewood, California, and Missouri's power brokers are scrambling for a way to keep professional football in the Gateway City. In response, Governor Jay Nixon is aggressively promoting a plan to build a roughly $1 billion stadium on St. Louis's riverfront. He and other supporters firmly believe St. Louisans will embrace the outdoor facility.
This is a significant chance for St. Louis to redo that riverfront in an iconic, positive way and stay an NFL city at the same time.
Sounds like a can't-miss proposition, right? Well, not according to some skeptical elected officials. As currently envisioned, the new stadium would get part of its funding from extending the bonds that paid for the Edward Jones Dome. And it's possible that the state and St. Louis could pay off the cost of the new facility without a vote of the General Assembly or without the approval of a citywide referendum. That's not sitting too well with elected officials from across the political spectrum. They contend that even if bonds for a new facility could be extended through a stroke of a pen, some sort of vote should happen anyway. That's the view of Democratic officials like St. Louis Alderwoman Donna Berenger, who wants city voters to weigh in on the project.
The city of St. Louis residents heard it from me, and that's the way it was told to me. If you're going to use taxpayers' money, then you have to vote.
And state lawmakers like House Majority Leader Todd Richardson of Poplar Bluff don't like the idea of Nixon extending state bonds by fiat.
I think there's very serious questions about whether the governor can extend those bonds without voter approval.
Even diehard sports fans say a vote is needed. State Senator Ryan Silvey's office features a gorgeous panoramic photo of Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. But the Republican lawmakers sponsored legislation to have either a legislative or statewide vote to extend the state's portion of the bonds.
Keep in mind, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do a stadium proposal or that the state shouldn't have some participation in it. What I'm saying is, insofar as the state does participate in one, it should be a collective decision, not the decision of one person.
Silvey says the governor wants to avoid any kind of referendum on the stadium because it may have trouble passing, especially in the GOP-controlled General Assembly.
It is going to be an uphill battle. I mean, there is going to be a lot of questions as to why the state needs to participate in this.
This type of concern isn't unique to the General Assembly. There was doubt that a bond extension vote could pass in St. Louis County, which may be why taxpayers there won't be included in the stadium's public financing. At a press conference last week, Nixon didn't completely dismiss the idea of having the legislature or city voters formally sign off on a bond extension.
Well, I mean, I've always said that if votes were necessary, then those votes would occur. I mean, as we work towards the finalization of this, we'll look at it.
It's hard to say how a citywide referendum or a legislative vote would pan out. But through an informal sampling of people throughout the region, opinions are somewhat split. For instance, St. Louis resident Isaac Smith says he would enthusiastically support a new stadium. He doesn't like the prospect of the Rams leaving.
This gonna be just dead silence. Without no football, it's just like without no life.
Then there are people like St. Charles resident Paul Meinhold. He was a season ticket holder for the Rams until the team descended into perpetual mediocrity. He says he opposes a new stadium because he doesn't think a team owner should be rewarded for blackmailing taxpayers into paying for a new facility.
I'm of the opinion that they should be building the stadiums for themselves, much like Jerry Jones did in Texas.
Ultimately, the future of the Rams will come down to the motivations of the team's owner and the opinion of the NFL's other teams. But keeping professional football here may come down to whether state policymakers and voters give the final okay. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.